Welcome to The Money Show this evening, and we're going to talk to Professor Shabir Mahdi in a moment. Professor Mahdi, of course, is the virologist at Wits University. I was telling you earlier about the South African-born Dr. Patrick Soon-Shiong, who is reported to be very keen to transfer 3 billion rand to South Africa to support the creation of second-generation jabs to tackle variants of the coronavirus. Well, we've been scouring the internet for audio of that announcement, and we've not got it. But what we do have is Professor Shabir Mahdi having a discussion with Dr. Soon-Shiong about COVID-19, his thoughts and idea development on the vaccine in South Africa, and how scientists can be engaged. This is part of a discussion that happened on the 8th of March. So what, just 2 months ago?
This is the first talk again to Wits that I've had now since I've left the country. So it's an amazing pleasure and honor to give again the opportunity. And, you know, I think credit to Wits and the giants in which we sit on, that we're willing to not only take chances, but actually go where other people don't want to tread. And we have, as you know, I've trained under Professor Duplessis, Professor Myberg, Professor Seftal, Professor Bothwell, Barlow. And each of those have contributed to the science of the world. And I'm so proud to see that Wits and South Africa is now contributing, I think, leading the science for COVID.
What a fabulous soundbite of Dr. Patrick Soon-Shiong, one of the richest doctors in the world, trained at Wits, and I love his reference to Prof. Harry, to Harry Seftal, of course, legendary Dr. Harry Seftal, who for many, 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 many years did a word on health matters on the radio. Professor Shabir Mahdi was talking there to Patrick Soon-Shiong, and Shabir Mahdi, welcome to The Money Show this evening, Professor of Vaccinology at Wits University. That was quite a coup. Did he give any indication 2 months ago that he was considering sending a couple of billion rand our way to help create second generation vaccines?
Well, good evening, Bruce. And the short answer is he has been alluding to it. In fact, since I started having discussions with him towards the end of last year, he's heavily interested in terms of bringing the technology that they've developed in the US across to South Africa, with the really underpinning principle that vaccines should be affordable and available irrespective of where in the world you are. So I think he's on a mission, and I think given his history in terms of innovation in the field of medical sciences, he's very likely to succeed with this particular vaccine. And it's a great bonus for South Africa that he has decided to actually bring his skills across to the country.
Do we have any certainty? I mean, he was quoted today saying he wants to do this. He was quoted in the New York Times as saying this, and lots of people around the world have picked up on this particular story. When it comes to the certainty of delivery, have you got any indication as to that?
So there's two parts to it. The first part is needing to demonstrate that the vaccine that he's developed does actually work against COVID. And those clinical trials are, in fact, currently underway in South Africa as well as the United States. But it's at a relatively early stage, what we call phase one, which is more just to look at immune responses. And then it would need to go into the fully fledged, what we call efficacy trials, which establishes both its safety as well as whether it actually protects against COVID-19. And that will probably take at least another 4 to 5 months. I think the investment into South Africa will only materialize if that vaccine is shown to be efficacious. Because obviously it's one thing to invest to basically develop capacity and capability to manufacture the vaccine that he's been developing.
And when you look at the scenes that we're seeing at Charlotte Maxeke, and we've seen at hospitals in KZN and in Cape Town today, lots of allegations that the government voucher system that has been created in order to make sure that healthcare workers can get their jabs may have been accessed by people who are not healthcare workers, that the queues have been very, very long. Does it worry you ahead of Monday's rollout of vaccines to the over 60s, people who have registered so far to get their vaccines?
Very much so. And I think South Africa should actually have learned from Germany, which tried to implement a similar sort of system, and actually it failed dismally in Germany. And that's one of the reasons why the Germans, in fact, lagged in getting the high-risk individuals vaccinated. So it sounds good on paper to have this fancy system in place, but if you don't have the logistics to back it up, you're going to create more problems. So hopefully government has taken note of the scenes that transpired today and has a rethink in terms of how best to actually vaccinate high-risk groups. Having this additional layer of complexity added, wanting people to register and then expecting them to pitch up at a certain place at a certain time, creates problems rather than being a solution.
So yeah, I'm so firmly
of the belief that government needs to decentralize administration of COVID-19 vaccines, get as many general practitioners in the private sector involved, and that would minimize the type of queues that we see and get people vaccinated much quicker.
And just allow, on a smaller scale, a more manageable rollout and let people do it that way. I mean, with the availability of vaccines and the fact that the health minister is concerned that we are on the cusp of a third wave, I mean, urgency is, I mean, it's always been key, but it's, you know, each day that passes becomes increasingly urgent.
Yeah, look, for all intents and purposes, unfortunately, we're very much at the start of a third wave in at least 5 of the 9 provinces. And the vaccine that's currently being rolled out is not going to have too much of an effect on the third wave. It's more vaccinating for the next resurgence that might follow. But right now, it's somewhat late to be expecting to get a significant amount of protection with the Pfizer vaccine that requires 2 doses whilst we're about to start off with the third wave.
Dr. Professor Shabir Mahdi, thank you for coming to us at short notice this evening. Professor of Vaccinology at Wits University.